So what's the skit?
Well, actually, Garrett, so I know that you want to record today, but I don't think I'm going to have time.
Do I need to start that again?
No. I don't have time. I have to figure out how to sue people for defamation. Like, I don't know what the statute of limitations is, but.
Oh, this is what we're doing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is important. So, I think you're going to have to do the podcast by yourself.
But what if we record the podcast as evidence to help your case?
It's a good idea. Let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. Hello and welcome to Going Digital, a evidence thing podcast. I didn't come up with a clever name fast enough. I'm Shin Garrett.
And I am Kit Kat, aka Catherine.
And this week we watched some episodes of Digimon, specifically of the 41 variety.
41, I thought. Oh yeah, 41.
Yeah, definitely 41.
Yes.
Yeah. You wanna talk about O2?
Sure.
Would you like to recap it or?
Yeah. Only okay. For the purposes of my lawsuit.
Okay. Before we do that though, we should mention that it's called it's Digimon World Tour Part 2 Electric Boogaloo. or. I can't say the French word. You're gonna have to say it for me.
Coral and Versailles, the rebel fight.
Yeah, there we go. I was like, I think that says Versailles, but I don't want to say it and then be wrong.
It's interesting. They write it as Berusayu.
Sure, that's not what it looks like on this wiki, but okay.
What does it say over there?
I think it just says Versailles the exact same way in English.
Oh, interesting. Well, I guess we'll find out how the lady pronounces it.
Yeah, so go ahead and tell me about this thing.
Yeah, the first half of this episode is Cody and Joe going to Australia and scaring Digimon by saying they're going to cook and eat them, and then finding an excuse to use Submarine Mon, and then meeting, just looking at all of the Australian chosen children. And then the second half of this episode is TK and Ty in Paris with TK's pedophilic grandfather. And they drive past Versailles, the palace, and see that it's being used, I guess. And so they go in and there's Digimon, and they have this French girl named Catherine kidnapped. And then things get really uncomfortable and gross. And they, quote, save her, unquote. And then they smash up Versailles and then eventually win and meet all the French chosen children for just a sec, and everybody does some hopefully consensual kissing for Christmas.
Yeah, that's about what happens.
Yeah, that's it, Your Honor.
Yeah, I was watching that. I was just going, oh no.
Yeah, as soon as I realized it was in France, I knew it was going to happen because I remember her from the movies.
I don't think she was in the movies.
I thought she was. I remember her at any rate. So either I saw this episode or or it was in the movie, or I like looked it up in after the movie and it said what her name was.
I guess all of those are valid.
I actually had pretty long hair. I never had, well, I did have bangs like that when I was very young, but I did not have them for very long because I have a really bad cowlick. And yeah. But I definitely am kind of grossed out now because as a kid, I remember thinking like, wow, she's so cute and cool. And now I'm like, oh, Jesus, patriarchy.
Yeah, would you like to revise your opinion on TK?
In the sense, I mean, he's no worse than any of the others who are doing the same thing. His grandfather is the one I'm really freaked out with.
That's fair. You know, I think this is just further support that Davis is fine. I'm slowly trying to make the case that Davis is possibly the best kid.
Well, you know, sometimes you come from behind for a secret win. That's okay.
Man, I'm gonna have to, like, sit and really think about that.
You go ahead and devote time in your life to that endeavor.
I've devoted time just to worse things.
It's unfortunate.
The World Tour arc is bad. I don't think part three is gonna save it, so I'm just gonna come to the conclusion now.
Yeah, I was a little annoyed when I saw there was a part three. Like, more of this? Why?
Well, yeah, we haven't done Ken and whoever's with Ken, Matt.
Whoever's with Ken. Yeah, and they go to Mexico and yeah. Russia.
I know you don't watch the previews. Oh, yeah, there's the Russia part two next week. I know you don't watch the previews, but next week, it looks to be a reversal of someone having a crush on Ken instead of the character we know having a crush on the new character. So they switched it.
Well, okay, cool, I guess.
And by cool, we mean not at all.
yeah. Also, I'm curious why none of these spires ended up in Africa and or nobody gave a shit enough to go to Africa. We just miss, like, an entire continent. But that's cool.
Yeah, that's true. I'm curious why the towers don't matter anymore and don't do their intended purpose.
I also had that question. I also thought that Impaledramon went around and killed all the, or, like, smushed all the towers. I thought that was what they...
I guess they only did some, so I guess that's where the Africa ones were taken care of.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what happened. They were like, oh, we're... gonna just do all these. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have anything positive about this episode.
No.
It's not good.
No. The dub had, I think, like one cute joke, maybe.
Maybe. Like the weird food joke with the Digimon was really weird and played for an extremely long time.
Yeah, instead of like, which is interesting because this, so there seem to be like different levels of communication they're willing to engage in with different Digimon who are here, because like when in the very beginning they're just like attacking everyone. And then now they're, like, verbally just sort of teasing them and frightening them away. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Also, the Digidestin that they work with there in the subversion, his English makes little to no sense. And I'm kind of confused why they didn't just hire someone who actually speaks English.
Because that would make sense.
Yeah. He says, when he's introducing himself, he says, this is the Digidestiny Dingo of Australia.
Yeah, I wish they would have just also subtitled that part, too, so I could understand it.
What they... That's a fair request. Also, who names their child Dingo? It's just... Were they just like, hey, what are some... stereotypes about Australia? Like, what piece of information do we know?
I think we're just continuing bad stereotypes from last episode. But this time there's only two of them instead of more because there's only one kid per section.
Yeah. I mean, that we interact with.
Right.
We meet all the other kids. I also realize I'm harping on this, but Australia is 70% approximately white-ish European descent, and about 12 to 16% Asian, 2% people descendant from people from Africa, and about 3% native or aboriginal, depending on whether you think that word's okay or not. The U.S. is also 70% European descent, 13% black, and 5% Asian. So if they go to America and they're representing America as this super diverse place, they should also represent Australia similarly because it is basically the same. Actually, slightly more.
So my question is, who are all the people on the boat? I honestly don't know if they were all just, like, white or not, is
my
question.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess there is a possibility that they are something else, but it sure looks like they were, like, Australians are white, which is wild because there's a lot of Japanese people, I feel like, are more likely to have gone to Australia, or at least as likely to have gone to Australia as to the U.S. I mean, It doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't. But America is apparently this super diverse place.
That's really weird because they literally just had the out with the boat where everybody went back super quick.
Yeah, they're like, it's a boat. Ta-da, we're done.
Like it would have been free to just not have everybody be the same on the boat.
That's what I'm saying. And they were, like, different sizes, and maybe there's even, like, one kind of chubby-looking kid, but that's it. It's like, really? Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yep, nope, you're right. It was right there, and they just didn't take it.
And actually, France is slightly more white. It's illegal in France to ask about race, but the approximations are about 85%. European descent, 14% African or black, and 2% Asian. So they're 15%-ish more white, if you want to call that white. But even they also could have had other races. But no, apparently France is just white people.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, and
also, like, why have just, like, a group of kids show up after you take care of the problem anyway? Like, why?
Well, yeah, in the France one, that was stupid. In the Australia one, at least they were, like, chasing that whale man.
Oh, yeah, I guess they were possibly doing something.
Yeah. Also, the enemy one that they actually fight, on Namalokariman, it's hideous.
That's fair.
Yes. And then, yeah, I also had questions about the tower. There's this part in the beginning that we missed. We didn't miss it, but in the sub, they say whatever the Japanese version of heave ho is. But in the dub, they actually say heave ho, and then the Digimon get it wrong and just say like ho ho ho, and then Santa shows up. I thought that was kind of adorable, actually.
That's the one dub joke pass?
Yeah, yeah. That one, that was my, like, yes, okay, I'm down with this.
Yeah, there was Genai clone C who was dressed up as Santa for a joke.
And also in the dub, they give him an Australian accent, which is like, why?
Because it was the early 2000s.
I guess. Also in the dub, they replace, so the threats that they make against the seafood trio or whatever is like pizza, pilaf, and curry. And in English, they changed it to pizza, pilaf, and jambalaya. And I was like, is that any more uncommon to the American palate than... I mean, it's technically a food native to America, but, I mean, curry, guys, it's not that weird. What are you doing?
I mean, I didn't have curry until I was in my 20s.
Did you have jambalaya as a child?
No.
Okay.
So I guess both don't work on me anyway.
Yeah, and Middle America has no clue what either of those things are. And that's why I was like, why change it? I mean, curry is more common in Australia. So, like, leave it alone, you weirdos.
I just don't understand. Curry now.
Okay, cool. Well, you should definitely get that.
I should look into that. Curry comes up in a lot of podcasts I'm on. So, like, two.
Yeah.
Because they have the curry shop in Kamen Rider Kuga, and then there's curry here. There's just curry everywhere.
Should eat some curry.
I should.
Oh, I also need to make a joke about, so dingoes. Dingoes, oh god help me. It's not a Pokemon. Digimon, is a crab thing.
Yep.
And its attack is scissors execution, which I believe is the option that all lesbians take rather than, dying by firing squad. No.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to stall before I have to talk about the other half.
The other half of the episode definitely happens regardless.
Ugh. Ugh.
And it's definitely worse than the first half.
Yeah, the first half was okay. Like, fine, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was just, like, uneventful or not awful enough that it stood out a super bunch.
Yeah, it just kind of was. It was like, if it had just been like that, I think we would have both been like, eh, this episode was all right. But yeah. Also,
no, but then France happened.
Wait, but my first confused and unhappy point is that in the original version, when they go to France, they play All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, which is not a song about France.
So, dub anime really likes the Beatles.
No, this is in the sub.
I didn't notice.
It was in the sub, yeah. And I was like, what the flying fuck? Why would you not play La Boheme or something that is actually French about France? Like, why?
Yeah.
And probably cost less money than putting in the first part of the Beatles. Unless there's that limit. I think if you put in X number of bars of something, it's free. But then once you get to X bar, it's like, yeah. Anyway.
See, I thought it was in the dub, and I was going to be like, well, you see, in the third and the second, technically, Sailor Moon music CDs that came out in America, I think it might be that same song is on both of those, but on the third CD, it's a horrible techno remix.
Are you getting ready for your panel?
I it's been submitted, and that's just knowledge that I have.
I also want to know if TK doesn't own any pants, because apparently he was like, oh, shoot, we're going someplace where it's cold. I'm going to wear long shorts and socks that meet my shorts, but not pants.
That kind of checks out. Like, there are plenty of people during the high school age that just wear shorts even in winter.
Yeah. I mean, it gets cold in Japan. Friend was teaching over there. She was like, I was talking to her one time, and she was like, yeah, there's no heat in my house. I just have the word is escaping me, but the table heater thingy.
Oh, yeah. I also can't think of it.
What the heck is that word? I feel like I can see the word, but I can't. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I want one desperately. Like, one of my life goals is to have one of those.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Sailor Moon CD used I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Okay, well.
The techno remix is still awful, though. Don't get that confused. I was definitely still right about that.
Okay, good. That was the important part. Yeah. And then Tiki's grandpa is clearly off his rocker and a kind of weird person, and that's okay. It's okay to be weird, but there's some signs before even the worst part begins that maybe he shouldn't be trusted around kids too much.
Yeah. I'm also thinking about it now. Is it possible he was just drunk this whole time?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't excuse his behavior, but...
No, I'm not saying it would. I'm making this worse. I'm not trying to make this better.
Yeah, he's driving around with two kids in his vehicle with no seatbelts, because I don't think sidecars... Well, sidecars have seatbelts.
But, because TK was like, where's grandma? And he was like, yeah. Oh, she drank too much and went to bed, so I just let her stay in bed. So now I'm like, wait, how much did you have to drink then?
Yeah. He drank just enough.
There's no just enough.
No, there's not. I agree with you. Yes. Then he does this weird, I have to go into Versailles because I'm French and that's the only thing I care about in life, apparently. And then he's like, don't worry. They're like, we shouldn't go in there. He's like, don't worry. Versailles was my playground as a child. And I was like, what? They have some gardens and stuff, but it's not like super kid friendly.
I assumed it as like a roguish, like, oh, I used to sneak in here all the time as a child to show how roguish I am.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I guess I read it as more of a child thing because of the word playground, but I think you're probably correct. So, Your Honor, we have proved that this person, this character is exhibiting even worse behavior. He's drunk and he's admitted to breaking and entering on numerous occasions.
Yeah. Yep.
Presenting a history of poor decision making.
This episode's a series of poor decision making.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they go into the hall.
They sure do.
Yep. And they see all the bomb Digimon drinking.
Yep. Oh yeah, the bomb Digimon are also drunk.
Yeah. Which sorry, my brain stopped working, but the dub just glosses over completely.
Yeah, you can't be drunk in the dub.
No, definitely not.
You get sobered up in censorship.
Yeah, definitely. Even though they like have to kind of leave the like, you know, glowy cheeks thing on.
Yeah, it's fine. They are high off of juice.
Yes. Jesus juice.
Yeah. And they like fight or whatever, I guess. I think that's what happened next.
Yeah, they smash through. Well, first grandpa's like, everybody's like, oh shit, it's a vagina person. Well, I don't know that that's true, and that's not the way that we define women, but I guess I was trying to say that they don't give a shit about her except that she's female.
Oh, right. Yeah, they see the captive Catherine, and everybody, including the grandpa, immediately has a crush on her.
Yeah, it's gross as fuck. And then the Digimon have a crush on Florimon.
Yeah,
because which is... Florimon is a flower, so it must be a girl.
But it turns into a kiwi.
Yeah, which I was like, fuck yeah, kiwis are awesome.
And then it shoots kiwis from its mouth.
Yeah. Not kiwis the fruit either, just more kiwi bird heads.
And it's got a really inappropriate attack name.
Oh, really? What is it? I didn't see.
Did you not notice when it said Little Pecker?
Oh, I did. And you know what? I even thought I should write that down, but I apparently did not.
Just like on the scale of bad things in this episode, that was at the bottom.
Yeah, no. I'm okay with it. I think that if the thing that they're having gross crushes on... I mean, it's not necessarily gross. It's gross because they make a big deal out of it, the story writers. But then goes and says, little pecker, and throws things. I mean, that's fine. I hope they're all scared now. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Gross was probably the wrong word. I guess that was synopsis. Words that was equivalent to an inappropriate joke, but whatever.
It is. I liked it. It's fine. It's
kind of adorable. I mean,
tiny bird heads calling it little pecker. That's good. Go for it. I wonder, so obviously it's the person who translated it who decided that, probably.
No, I think that's just the attack name.
Really? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I should not be allowed to translate things because I would make all kinds of inappropriate jokes.
It's probably fine. There's worse things that could be done, like the rest of this episode.
Yeah, Def. I'm wondering if it's this specific Florimon that they're like, this is an excellent specimen of Florimon, because they had that whole episode where they were with the Geckomon, and there were a ton of Florimon, and I don't remember anybody having this reaction.
Are you sure there's Florimon there, though?
I thought there were.
The Geckomon usually hang out with, like, the Tadpolemon.
Oh, you're right. But they're in there somewhere. I know we've seen them recently.
Maybe.
And I know
I
that...
I might have to pull out that script and run it through to see where Florimon appears. I actually have a solution where we could find this out.
Well, there you go.
Reuse that code.
I was going to say... Also, at Puppet Mon's castle, I think, right? There's a
possibly.
Florimon there. There's Florimon and then the adorable bird with a bush on the back of it.
Yeah. Well, see, that was in 01, though, so that was a long time ago. When everybody was younger and they didn't experience the... I'm not going to finish this joke.
Yeah. Yeah, so Grandpa's like, I'm going to rescue her because I'm a man. And even though I have no idea what these fucking things are and I've never fought one in my life, I'm just going to walk up here and be a giant whatever, whatever. And they smack him in the face with a pie. And then the boys both try to go up there also and, like, get smacked in the face with the pie, which honestly was the best part of this episode. Like, sit the fuck down. This is not your place.
I thought we just confirmed that Little Pecker was the best part of the episode.
Oh, God. There were... I really enjoyed Little Pecker. I don't know.
Anyway, and then they just fight some more and do stuff, and then they win.
They smash through the wall of Versailles, first of all, which is going to cost a bazillion dollars to fix, because...
It's not a problem. Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay, well. Yeah, and then they, quote, rescue, unquote, Catherine, which is like... She's probably just about to get out on her own, dumb butt.
Maybe, Well, I mean, like, to add insult to injury, we then get a flashback told by her where she was trying to destroy the Dark Tower, and that's how she got captured.
Yeah, we're not doing so good. But it's just because she's a woman, you know. And, yeah, and then everybody, like, tries to kiss her hand and stuff. Oh, no, that was
at the end. Oh, no, they don't try.
Yeah, no, Grandpa, keep it in your fucking pants, man. She's, like, if anything, like, a sixth of your age, like, unless you had kids super young. But, like, ew, keep it together. That's just yuck. Super yuck. And I don't know why they decided this was a thing that they had to do. Are they trying to say that French people are all, like, pedophiles? Or, like, was that supposed to be charming? I just literally have no idea.
I don't know. The whole part was bad. Like Ty and TK don't get a free pass either.
No. They're not even like, hey, would it be okay if we kissed you? They're just like, I'm going to kiss you now. All of us at the same time, which is super fucking weird.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, everybody needs a timeout and some sexual harassment training, possibly some, like, searches of your home and your computer.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Again, no. Just watching that second half, I'm just like, oh no. Just the entire time.
So you see, Your Honor, this is why I am bringing my suit about the misuse of my name. It's very, very disconcerting.
Yeah. Yeah, this episode's bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just like, fuck this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then there's this scene at the end where...
Oh, that might be like the actual best part that's relevant to the show.
Yeah, Arakenimon is like standing there with a pinwheel, and this kid is like talking to himself, and he's like, that lady's scary, but I'm gonna follow her and see if she knows about me or something. And I'm just
yeah.
like, the fuck
there's
is
like
wrong
some
with
subtle
you?
Mind control kidnapping going on.
Yeah, and I went to go look up because I feel like I've seen a lot of pinwheels in Japanese art, but it turns out they basically have the same thought we do, that like represents childhood innocence and etc. Although I found an interesting one that in Okinawa they put pinwheels on the statues, some statues, because they think it, they feel that it represents the circle of life, because old people become like children at the end.
Okay.
Thought that was interesting. Yeah, so she's rounding up dumbass kids for some reason.
Yeah, her and Momimon from last episode. So that's a plot point that's gonna happen, at least.
They're definitely rounding up children to sacrifice for something. She was like, oh, I can use Black Towers to make Digimon. I'm gonna use children to make a really big Digimon. Just smash them up like grapes for wine.
That's not an awful plot point, actually.
She's like, get in there! And she's, like, shoving him in a giant, like, bottle.
Like, that's not the worst idea.
This is part three of why I would make a better villain than the villains in the show. But that's not part of my case.
I think that's further than part three, but...
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen with that, at least, I hope, so...
Well, it would be kind of weird if they showed all this and then didn't do something. Maybe they're trying to make their own Digidestin that they can control.
Oh, like an evil Digidestin team to fight the... See, that would be cool, too.
Yeah. We're just setting ourselves up for disappointment. But...
Yeah, pretty much. I guess we're going to talk about Atman now, huh?
Yeah. Did you see, did you hear, did you recap that episode for us?
I will try. What is it called? It's called Extreme Battle, Globemon versus Charizmon. And, yeah, they fight the end.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this episode was
I'll do it properly. It's fine. So what I did say does still happen, but they also talk about ideology of one's goals throughout it. I don't particularly buy it or thought it was good. There's a lot of Knight getting some shoot-in backstory, which I think is also not very good. All the kids come in at the end. They almost all die again. Haru almost dies giving all of his power to Globemon. And then Globemon wins.
Yeah.
And then Knight leaves because he's still alive for some reason. And he tells Rei where his brother is.
Yeah. Well, kind of. He's just like, this is all I know. I'm completely useless. Okay, bye.
So you don't watch the episode previews, but he's definitely in next episode.
Oh, shoot.
As, like, I think helping them do stuff, which I'm like, no, fuck this. I don't particularly like this episode either.
No, neither do I. This episode was, like, so formulaic and boring, and it felt short. I actually was, like, when it was ending, I was like, wait a second, is that the whole episode? Because it's just, like, you know, it's like so exactly what this episode would be in every single show ever. Like, they... He fights the guy, and then they need more power, so then they power creep, and then... is that how you use that word? I'm wondering.
Yeah, that works out.
And then they win.
Yeah. I mean, that part's honestly the fine part. It's everything else that I don't particularly care for. This is, like, on the other spectrum of bad than O2. Like, this is just bad in plot sense and like development sense, and not like offensive bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I completely agree with you. But what I meant by my previous comment was more that, like, it's just kind of boring. Like, the characters don't seem that deep, and there's no, like, real twist. Nothing interesting happens.
Yeah, the night twist is bad. I don't like it.
Well, especially because we already knew, and I kind of thought they already knew. Like, how was this
Not like the reveal of Cloud being Knight, but Knight's backstory where he made AIM, apparently, because AIM didn't exist in that world already.
Yeah.
And he learned that people can use tools for both good and bad.
Yeah. And then he was like, humans are bad, so we're going to go with the machines that they created, which clearly are going to be total angels, even though they came out of the minds of people who are fucked up. Like,
yeah. Pretty... I don't think it's a good backstory. Like, you could maybe have made something out of it, but not in the way where you spend, like, 3 minutes shoehorning it into this one episode.
Yeah, this wasn't really... It was like, I needed a backstory, so here it is. Like, thanks. Cool. Why can't he just be an evil human who is like, yeah, this is fucking cool? They were trying to make some kind of comment about how people use things for ill, but...
It doesn't work, though, because, like, we were meant to hate this guy from the beginning, and I did. And... So, like, to just put it in now doesn't work. Like, maybe if they really wanted this plot point, which, I mean, if you want to have this, that's fine, I guess. You needed to have, like, this needed to have been built up before.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, I don't care. Like,
and, like, we've had episodes to build this up. Like, when they went to the future city, we could have spent some time there.
Yeah.
We could have spent some time in the episode where he appears and he jetpacks down from the sky or whatever. There could have been some of that there. Any of the interstitials where it cuts to him in the Ultimate Four when the gang is doing stuff. Like, I don't know. I don't buy this ideology battle. Like, I don't think it's good.
It belongs on Our Bad Philosophy. This was like...
I mean, that or, like, I'm 12 and this is deep.
Both places, honestly. It's just, like, yeah, I mean, so this could have been interesting because Cloud is taking a very common position that we see nowadays, saying that Logos is the only thing of value, Pathos has no value. And it's, like, A, that's not true, and B, like... You're an emotional being also. You can't deny that you have emotions. And looking down on people who admit to having emotions is kind of stupid because you're actually leaving yourself vulnerable and open by not exploring your emotions and thinking about what you're doing. And I think that, you know, why am I thinking his name is Cody? It's not.
Cody just doesn't have a personality.
No, and he's not in this show. What is this freaking green-haired kid? What is his name?
Haru.
Golly. Haru could have convinced Cloud that, you know, emotions are important, that pathos is an important part of an argument. But instead, he just keeps saying it, and Cloud's just like, oh, you're kind of adorable. And then that's it. Like, guys. And actually, there's this part, oh my god, I was so annoyed, where Cloud tells a story, and then Haru's like, well, even if that, or he's like, you know, that's true, basically, but I still am thinking with my heart, or whatever, and it's like, you fucking walnut. Like, that's not, don't just give it up. Like, it's clearly not true. That doesn't make logical sense. And you're basically just like, definitely, but the heart wins. And I'm like, no, the heart and the brain, if you want to think about it that way, need to work together. Like,
so you're saying this is one of the very few situations where the answer lied somewhere in the middle.
Well, not in the middle, but in a cooperation of all parts of being human, and arguments involve both logos and pathos and ethos as well, which they don't even get into.
I mean, you basically just described the middle.
Okay, sure. It's more of a, like, buyer powers combined, I'm captain argument, but...
Sure. Yeah, which is in the middle, because it has all of them.
Okay. It's one way you could look at it.
I was making a joke about the middle, and it didn't go anywhere, and now we're here.
Oh, in the middle? That's where we are now?
It didn't save it.
I tried.
Yeah, I don't like this. It's just like, my feelings, my logic, my feelings, my logic. Friendship is an important theme.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, how are you so powerful, Globemon? And he's like, it's not my power alone.
Friendship is an important theme. Part two.
I did enjoy the line from Charizmon when he turns on Cloud when he thinks everybody's dead, which also, like, finish your fucking job, you moron. Like, don't just be like, cool, I've attacked them. They look like they're not moving too much. Like, headshot for a reason. Go over there and make sure you finish your job, lazy. But,
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the part where surprise Leviathan betrays Knight. Oh, no, yeah, I never saw it coming.
Well, and we don't care. They didn't make us care. It was just like, things happening, things happening, things happening. By the way, here's a twist. And it's like, it's not a twist if I kind of saw it coming and also don't care. Like,
yeah, it's not a twist if he's evil, and that's fine anyway.
Yeah, but Charizmon says, do you think a rat like you could understand the will of God? And I was like, oh my God, you guys.
we would definitely put a god complex in our AI. That checks out.
Yeah, which is why AI are no better than humans. They're made by humans.
Yeah,
everything we touch is ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was super anticlimactic, and then, like, we don't even get to see the romantic thing of Haru, like, rescuing Yujin and being like, oh my god, I thought I'd lost you forever, and he's like, I knew you would come for me, and there's, like, hearts, and everything's, like, sweet and glowy. Like,
oh,
come on,
yeah.
Man.
No, there's the part with the bomb, though, that they had to get defuser for, and it stopped at 1 second, because of course it did.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, when they show the picture, Haru's like, that's a time bomb. Yes. Thank you. Yes. I didn't notice the clock face on the bomb. That's, yeah. Thanks for the clarification. I was worried it was a fruit pie. Like, that's just.
Yeah.
But if he's allergic to apples, I mean.
Sure.
Also, yeah, when Haru's like, I'm gonna give you all of my power, Globemon. I was like, well, what?
Yeah, I'm just like, you can do that?
Yeah, like, this is not a concept anyone has introduced before. I felt, so I'm glad to hear you also felt that way.
I'm just sitting here, they're talking about something. I'm like, what the fuck is biological energy?
Right. Yeah, and how does they're not even like the duo uses that. That's what the insertion thing is. Like, you're going to explain to me what the time bomb is, the obvious visual gag, but not
so,
explain this thing.
So do you think the duo is like one of those like diabetic pricker things where it pricks them every time?
Stealing their blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it could def be. I mean, it kind of looks like the little, there's a little pad thing that you stick stuff up in there and not the other way.
Yeah.
Around.
So Atmon are literally fueled by blood.
Yes, they're fueled by blood. I want a shirt that says that.
Atmon are fueled by blood?
No,
or
just
fueled
by
blood.
Yeah. Fueled by blood.
That probably has to exist.
Someone somewhere is like, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. And oh, there! The best part of this episode was slash most disappointing, was that they show Globemon after he's had the insertion me thing, and then it flashes like a naked Haru on top of him, and I thought, we're getting a fucking sailor sequence, and I was so excited, and then it didn't happen.
And then it just stopped.
I'm Why would you even do that? Like, what is happening here?
They do that, like, I think that might be a callback to when they started doing that in Tamers with Biomerge? I forgot what it was called, whatever. Tamers, we haven't got there yet.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was like, come on! Damn it, no!
Man, I'm looking at my notes, and I accidentally made a double entendre with one of these lines, and I'm kind of amused by it. Because I wrote, don't try to be Meta Knight, you're awful, but Meta Knight is also the one villain in Kirby.
Da-dun-dun-sh.
And that's where we're at in this episode, that my recognizing a Kirby character out of the words I wrote is an interesting point.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, and, like, none of this was good. None of this was good. He's like, I was a boy genius. Like, I don't give a shit. So are a lot of people.
It's like, I don't care. Surely someone created an IM program before him.
And clearly the genius part didn't stick because he's kind of a weird, eccentric moron now.
Also that. Also, like, SMS would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, dumb.
He's got to be a teenager. Like, I'm not clear on how old he's supposed to be. I originally thought he was supposed to be in, like, his 20s, maybe. But, I mean, this whole thing where he's, like, a different person in the mask and making up a character.
Oh, shit. We haven't even talked about that yet.
Back and forth between the two with, like, lighting, dramatic lighting included. It's just.
Yeah. Well, the lighting was there in case you didn't get it.
Oh, my God.
And clearly, they needed that to make sure everybody got it, that people build personas.
Yeah.
That could have also almost been interesting if it wasn't this one part of this episode.
Yeah, it really could have.
They could have played, like, the whole, split personality.
That trope is never well done.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, no, because that'd probably end up being offensive, actually.
Yeah. I mean, they could have done something with, like, this is the person he wants to be, like, outgoing and whatever.
I mean, they could have made, like, the evil knight, like, the true person he wanted to be, and then it showed him playing the facade of having to put up an appearance for the public.
Yeah, that would have been okay. But instead, it was just like, I'm more aggressive, I'm quieter, I'm more aggressive! And it's just like, what are you, what?
Yeah.
Also, there's a part where Globemon says something about the bond between buddies, and he's like super serial, and I'm just like, I don't know, I think it's the word buddies. It just gets me. I've never ever heard buddies in like a serious context.
That's fair.
The bond between buddies. It's just like adorable little children rolling around on the floor or like two straight dudes having a bromance. Like, buddy just doesn't bring up anything serious for me.
Yeah.
After he tells Ray that his kid brother is in. Oh, shoot. I forgot where he tells him he is.
I think he just says he's in L Corp.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Which, like, no shit.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was like, you're useless. We already knew that. Then he turns around and he's like, goodbye, future. Like, what? What?
Well, his catchphrase was always like, hello, future, or RA future, whatever the fucking word was. But now he's giving it away. So he said goodbye to be dramatic. It's dumb.
It is dumb.
I see what they were doing. It's dumb. I almost kind of like that's kind of like the so dumb I'm into it.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say about this episode.
No, I think we covered a lot in this episode.
Everything there was to talk about, because there wasn't that much to talk about in this episode.
I mean, if we really wanted to, we could dissect the whole using an IM program for good and evil, but I really don't want to.
It just is like...
It's what's on the tin.
It's, yeah, so dumb. Just, I mean, it's a form of communication. All forms of communication are prone to both positives and negatives. Like, yeah. I think it would have been more interesting to make it about the media's like panic whenever there's something new to like find the bad things and scare their parents into thinking that their children are butt chugging vodka or whatever, you know, new thing of the week is.
They were eating Tide Pods though.
Like maybe one person. It was mostly old people who get confused and eat Tide Pods. My understanding was.
No, I was thinking of something else.
Okay.
I don't actually know about it. I just know it was a thing for a time.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, because like they kind of showed like the media blaming like the app at one point. Like they could have went into that.
Yeah, they didn't. And I feel like that would have been more of an interesting commentary if you want to make a commentary.
Knight also tried to like blame Anonymous for everything, but that kind of just got glossed over.
Yeah. Well, which episode did you like better, Garrett?
I guess Atmon.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too.
Like, Atmon wasn't offensive, and I wasn't going, oh no, the entire time.
I wasn't just waiting for it to be over, yeah. I mean, I was a little bit because it was boring, but it wasn't too bad. Yeah. Again. Like,
Atmon was just bad narratively.
Yes. Yeah, Atmon was upsetting in the sense that it could have been better. But that's always like that recently, so.
Yeah, Atmon like had like really good episodes.
Yeah, and then what happened? They got tired.
Man, yeah. I don't know, like, I generally try to want to like Digimon, but liking Digimon's really hard right now.
Yeah.
And we still have one more World Tour episode to go through. with Russia and Mexico, that's going to be an adventure. You can find the show on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where on the website you can find the latest episode. And all other episodes, like all the episodes are there. That's how that works. There are links to things such as iTunes, an RSS feed, an email, which is at thericeballnetwork.com, a Twitter, which is at riceball_FM, other things.
We're also on Stitcher. Yay!
At some point, we might be on Spotify.
Oh no, how exciting for us.
Yeah. Words. Plugging. I did it.
Nice job.
Haiku me.
This week, instead of a haiku, I'm actually going to read, a short poem by Rupi Kaur.
Man, I thought you were going to be like, I'm going to read the law for...
No, not quite that bad. This is called You Are More Than Beautiful. I want to apologize to all the women I have called pretty before I called them intelligent or brave. I'm sorry I made it sound as though something as simple as what you're born with is all that you have to be proud of when you have broken mountains with your wit. From now on, I will say things like, you are resilient or you are extraordinary, not because I don't think you're beautiful, but because I need you to know you are more than that.
Yeah, good job, poem person. As long as you actually did those things you just wrote.
I think she did.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm gonna take it on.
Was it she who wrote that? I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yes.
That.
Rupi Kaur. She self-published Milk and Honey, I don't know, a couple years ago. She's all famous. I think she just came out with another book recently.
Neat.
Something about flowers. I can't honestly remember.
Okay. The Digivolution
done with this shit.
Yeah, pretty much. That, yeah. Digivolution's done with this shit. Good time.
Goodbye.
And stop, I guess.